Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We've got a wonderful show in store for you today with a very, very special guest. I'm really looking forward to bringing her on, introducing her to you, and getting to know her better. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham to kick us off today. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us. First, from the universe: what wouldn't you give to live, love, and be happy, deliriously happy, forevermore? Well, that's just it. You needn't give anything. Just decide to live, love, and be happy, deliriously happy, from this moment forward. And I shall provide, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. I think reminding us that just to be happy, to love, to enjoy life, to just be full of passion, it's really just a decision. It's not anything more than that. Because our happiness is not truly dependent upon our external circumstances. It's not dependent upon what somebody else thinks, says, or does. It's not dependent upon what's going on in the world. I mean, look, there are tons of challenges. There's all kinds of crazy stuff happening in the world today. There's no doubt about that. But we can still find peace. We can still find happiness. We can still find joy in our lives, regardless of what's going on in the world around us. When I'm working with clients, and I often, when they have a hard time with this, I'll say, well, look, let's just close your eyes and let's think back to a happy memory. Remember what it was like to be there. What were the smells? What was the temperature? Who were you with? And, you know, we call in all the juicy details. And then I tell them, okay, open your eyes now. How does it feel? And they're like, well, I feel better. I feel happier. I feel whatever. And I'm like, okay, so did anything in this room change from one moment to the next? And the answer is not really. I mean, they did. But nothing physically changed. The external world didn't change. But just by calling up that memory and truly living in it, it shifted their state. And to me, it's just a very small example, but it really just proves the point that if we want to, if we make the effort, if we're willing to do it, we can change our state anytime we wish. And indeed, many, many people say this is one of the most fundamental qualities of a leader who functions well in crisis, is they are able to manage their state when everybody around them is losing their head. And so that's what we can do for ourselves when it doesn't have to be such a big crisis. It doesn't have to be such a huge thing. We can manage our own state however and whenever we desire. And when we do that, then we can be happy and joyful regardless of what's going on around us. Now, look, does this mean we're going to be in that state 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? Probably not. We're human beings, and that's okay. Let's not beat ourselves up. I mean, just because we understand this principle and we're integrating it into our life does not mean we get things perfect all the time. The more we practice it, the more we'll be able to embody it. You know, the more mindful we are of it, the more we move in that direction. But we all have good days and bad days. So let's be kind and gentle with ourselves. Let's lean in the direction we want to lean in. And let's build that muscle of learning to be happy regardless of the circumstances around us. Because when we are happy, it actually serves us physically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. It just puts us in a better state of mind. better state of being, excuse me. Okay, great quote from the universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. And these quotes so apropos for my guest. As you imagine and visualize and verbalize your new story, in time you will believe the new story. And when that happens, the evidence will flow swiftly into your experience. A belief is only a thought you continue to think. And when your beliefs match your desires, then your desires become your reality. There is no physical body, no matter what the conditions, that can achieve an improved condition. Nothing else in your experience responds as quickly as your own physical body to your patterns of thought. Abraham. So, you know, there's a line in here that Abraham says that if you listen to a lot of the quotes, it's in there a lot, which is a belief is only a thought you continue to think. People think beliefs are based on evidence, based on truth. They're not. Belief and truth has nothing to do with each other. A belief is merely something we have decided is true, may or may not be true, doesn't matter. For us, it's true. We keep thinking it over and over and over again. And we so embody that truth that we will see in our own lives evidence, oh, that this of what I'm thinking is actually true. And so that reinforces the belief and it becomes that much more. Now, this can work for us and against us because, let's face it, we look around the world today. There are some people who believe things are true that are not true, and it does not serve them. It only makes them angry. It makes them upset, and it disempowers them, and then they act out. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about somebody trying to prove the world is their way. I'm talking about our own personal life, talking about what it is we desire that will uplift us, that will help us to be more empowered, help us to be more kind, loving, gentle, more from a place of service. And so imagining and visualizing that story, again, you know, may not have anything to do with reality, but it makes us happy, but it brings us closer to what it is we want to embody. What do we want to experience? And this, I think, is sometimes just the first most fundamental question we need to ask ourselves about this is, what do we want? What do we want to feel? What do we want to experience? Do you want more freedom, more joy, more happiness, more love in our life, more fun? Okay, great. What's the story? Let's change our state, create a new story, and line up with that. And when we line up with that, with our words, then, and our thoughts and our focus, then our actions follow suit. Then when our energy is so in alignment and we're so in alignment with this new thing we feel is what we want, it will flow to us into our lives. It will become a reality. Because as Abraham says, there's nothing that responds so quickly as physical evidence when we're truly, truly aligned. Now, to truly, truly be aligned, does that happen in a second? It could, not usually. In my experience, this takes a little effort, takes a little work, takes a little time, and that's okay. Because sometimes we think we want something and then we realize, oh, yeah, maybe not. So that little buffer of time that we have, it actually serves us quite well. So let's not look for immediate evidence in a second that what we're lining up to is happening. Let's just know it's a process. And one of Abraham's quotes that to me is so important, Abraham says, it's all just an excuse to feel better. Like the physical evidence is besides the point. It's all just an excuse to live better, feel better, juiced up, get in the vortex, as Abraham says. Like it's all just to create that feeling state. And when we create that feeling state, then we're good. We're golden. You know, then we've achieved what we needed to achieve. The physical stuff, the manifestation, that's secondary. That's the icing on the cake. So awesome. Two wonderful, beautiful, amazing, great quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoyed them. I certainly did. And now it is my pleasure to welcome to the show Judy. And I apologize, Judy, if I get to you. Is it Thomas's or Thomas's?
Thomas's, like English muffins.
Ah, got it. Judy Thomas's, who is the president of Wisdom Path. She's an astrologer, psychic, author, wisdom coach, and channeler of the Brotherhood of Lightworkers for over four decades. She's not new to this work. She specializes in revealing and helping you navigate your soul's path and raise your awareness and vibration. And we're here to discuss about how to do this in today's unique and rough times. And Judy, I would love, we just have a few minutes before break, but I'd love to just introduce my audience to you by just learning a little bit about your background. Like, how did you come to be put on this very spiritual path? I mean, was this something that was always like there in your life, even as a little kid, or did something happen that woke you up or shook you or just thrust you on it? Or was it something more gradual?
No, I didn't have any background in this until my early 30s. And then I had several different experiences at once, and everything opened up for me. And in fact, I had a bit of an out of body experience.
Oh, wow.
Which was like, I couldn't understand what was happening because I'd never seen myself in the mirror when I wasn't in the body. And it was freaky and spooky, and I had to research it. At the same time, I had a party, and I invited as an entertainment a tarot reader.
Okay.
Became fascinated with the cards. Let me interject, please, sure, that I am primarily an astrologer and have been for four decades and belong to two national organizations, NCGR and AFA, have written over 20 articles for Dell Horoscope, which is no longer being published, unfortunately, and some other publications. And I have, in all of that time, also worked with tarot cards, which is more psychic. Mm-hmm. With these guys, let me see if I can hold. These are called Astro Dice.
Oh, cool.
And these are like an oracle, but they used astrology.
Oh.
So you get a readout for your question from this. You kind of have to know astrology. But
okay,
if you're a little intuitive, this is great.
Oh, cool.
And then in the 90s, I stepped up to a new level without asking for it. I started to telepathically hear words. And this has resulted in two books, which are on Amazon. I put a message each month in a newsletter from my guides, and I can incorporate this into my work with the client if they so choose.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them like it a lot because this is like a transcendent message, like not a medium.
Mm-hmm.
People need to understand a medium is someone who can connect and speak with your deceased loved ones.
Right.
Or sometimes just strangers.
Channeling, like someone like John Edward is a medium.
Is a medium, exactly. Right. And Teresa Caputo.
Right.
And the channeling gives us like spiritual messages for our soul to help us to grow and understand. So I told you that I would like to call this talk. Acceleration is the plan. Astrology is the guide.
Absolutely. And we need to take our first break. But I just want to let you know that I have a very deep appreciation for the art and science of astrology, because we had an astrologer on our channel who for over 5 years did a wonderful show. He's a Jungian astrologer. His name's Montgomery Taylor. He's kind of retired at this point. But he did such a wonderful show about the depth of astrology and it relations to mythology and archetypes. And from just having him on the show and being there whenever he did a show, I really developed such a deep appreciation and understanding for astrology. I mean, I'm not an astrologer. I still don't remember what's my moon sign and my ascendants and all this stuff, but I've had many, many readings, and it's something that I believe has a lot of value and can actually support people in being more empowered in their life, which is why I love talking about it. Okay.
So you want me to say anything before we break?
Let me take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to delve into it and we'll get into the juicy stuff. Okay, Judy?
Sure. Yeah.
Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook Live and soon on YouTube. And we will be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening, The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Judy Thomas, president of Wisdom Path, and she is a psychic, astrologer, author, and channeler, and I'm very grateful to have her on my show today. And thank you, Judy, for taking the time. I know you're very busy these days.
Oh, so thanks, Sam, for having me. It's a great opportunity. I love to be here and connect with your listeners or viewers.
Both.
They're all on Zoom nowadays, right?
Right. Well, we the audio streams out through our website and through several apps and different places, and then the video goes out on Facebook, and then we'll post it to YouTube later.
Great.
Okay. So did you want to say something about what I said about the art and science of astrology?
Yes. There's a bunch of things that you're talking about, even the quotes from the Abraham material. Astrology reads the energy patterns. We are all basically energy. Mm-hmm. And energy is always flowing and changing and moving. We seem to be able, no one can exactly explain this, but the celestial patterns of the planets, things like eclipses, and even the fixed stars, all form patterns constantly changing. Mm-hmm. And these patterns affect us in our daily lives. So quantum physics explains this better than Newtonian physics, okay? Yes. All is connected, all is one. And in astrology for thousands of years, because this goes back to the Romans and the Babylonians and stuff, mm-hmm. We have found that it's accurate. It's very accurate to see what a planet is doing in the sky and what is happening to the world, to societies, and to people. So when you get an astrology reading, the way I see it, is that it is giving you information about the energy patterns that are affecting you. Mm-hmm. And you, in terms of your relationship to the world or to other people. Mm-hmm. You talked about being able to change your inner state of being mm-hmm. with thought. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm totally on board with that. There may be patterns in your chart this day or next month that are more conducive to, I don't know, sadness or difficulty or stress, those kind of things.
Right.
But if you have awareness of the pattern, when it begins, when it peaks, when it wanes, you can work with that internally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You right. can, it's like forewarned is forearmed. So you can come across, and by the way, I don't like astrologers who leave people in fear.
Yeah.
Oh, this terrible thing is about to happen, blah, blah, blah. I really do not like that. I don't think it's professional. What is better, I feel, is to tell people that there is a challenge ahead mm-hmm. and you have a fork in the road as to how you mentally want to deal with that.
Right.
Now, it's not always going to be a challenge. Sometimes it's something great. Sometimes yeah. I tell a person, go get a scratch off at the lottery. but my disclaimer is that I cannot predict the winner of the lottery, or I would not have to work.
Right, right.
What I'm trying to do during all these years of doing readings, and I know I've done it because I get the feedback from people, is to guide them through their patterns, okay?
Yeah.
And the guidance should be kind of from a higher, wiser plane of right. awareness. The fact that I've been receiving, channeling, communicating with the Brotherhood all this time has changed my whole perspective. Okay. I don't see life or the world the same way I used to.
Yeah.
And that can come into the reading.
Right.
So it's kind of like a coaching, counseling, the psychic stuff that I do with tarot and the astro dice is sometimes downright clairvoyant. Okay. The astrological stuff is mathematical and analytical, but also intuitive. So I think I'm a little bit different than some readers because I have a combination of the two things.
Well, every reader that I've ever sat with always has their unique way of interpreting the chart. Like the chart is the chart. Like it's always like you have one natal chart, that's it. And then, you know, there are different points you're looking at in the transitions. But what different people focus on, what they get out of it, I notice is different. And that's where everybody's individual kind of personality or individual perspective around it sort of comes out.
And also, let's call it the age of their soul. Because when you accumulate wisdom by having a lot of lifetimes, you're going to deal with a certain pattern differently than another might.
Right.
So another part of what I consider my work is to help the person raise their vibration, accelerate their consciousness. Okay.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, I have to like get tough. Okay. A person that I've been working with for 20 years might be in like a loop going over and over the same stuff. And, you know, well, I consider myself kind of a Buddhist. And Buddhism can get tough on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe Jesus got tough on some people.
Sure.
Get back in line.
Yeah.
Find your center and acknowledge, own some of your karmic stuff. I had made a note to you that what I wanted to do was help the person understand and own their own karma. By doing so, no longer be a victim.
Right.
No longer see themselves, oh, poor me, this and this happens to me. Or I have a grand cross in my chart. Oh, boy, tough, you know, a tough life. Yeah, but you chose it all. You chose it. And now you're choosing every single decision that you make, which path you're going to take.
Right.
So I feel, Sam, that I can help the person make the best choice available to them under the particular energy pattern that they're in.
So it sounds like what you're saying is it helps give people like a roadmap. Like it can show you where you've been then it can show you where you're going. And by having that roadmap, like, okay, there's a boulder and going to be in the road coming up. So then you're better able to deal with it. It's not a big surprise. And you know, you have to be a little more nimble, or you got to avoid the pothole, or, hey, it's going to be a beautiful vista when you get to this point.
Totally. Totally. I know of people who are famous, who are wealthy. Nobody gets out of this life without a challenge, a couple of challenges usually.
Of course.
You chose your life to be a lesson plan and an acceleration plan into accumulating wisdom. And what does wisdom mean? Love, compassion, more awareness, okay? So you chose it and then you can see it. Yes, it's a map. That's so perfect. That's a perfect word for it.
I have a question from a listener from the Facebook Live, Sanaya, one of my loyal listeners. She asks, and we just have a couple of minutes before break, does a person's compatibility of their sun signs impact business relationships, like choosing a business partner?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a form of astrology called synastry, S-Y-N-A-S-T-R-Y. Synastry compares any two charts. And by the way, businesses have a chart because you incorporated or you launched on a certain day at a certain hour.
Yeah.
So you can do charts of employees and bosses. You can do charts of coworkers. You can do charts of a person being compatible with that entire business, that corporate arena. You can, of course, do charts of lovers, of spouses, of parents and child. I had a client who was having a problem with her adult son and the new son-in-law that just came into the family. We did charts on that. And you can see there's no perfect union, but you can see pitfalls and work around that. You can see compatibility with your skill set. Your skill set is what you bring into this job.
Right.
Isn't that what she's
asking?
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that too.
Cool. All right. And also countries, right? I mean, not just people, corporations, like everything that has a starting point has a chart, right?
Yes. And there's something called astrocartography, and you can determine whether a person will do well living in a certain location. In other words, if you're considering a move, especially a move to a different country, you can look at your astrocartography and see if maybe love is better in a certain area.
Right.
Maybe businesses, maybe money is, maybe a certain area is better for your health. So we can do that too.
Yeah, beautiful. So We got to go to break, but I just wanted to say one thing before we go to break. So I've heard it said from other astrologers that we're in the planetary three major planetary return cycles. It's the planetary return of the American Revolution, the Civil War, and the Great Depression. Kind of all happening
at once. The Civil War was in 1865 or something around there. The American Revolution was in 1776, but we are in a return of Pluto in the U.S. chart, and that was the foundation chart of the nation. And that has never happened in our history because Pluto takes longer to get back to its own place than the country has been in existence.
Right.
So we're facing a brand new era, and it isn't easy, right? Yeah.
So let's, I just want to hold it there so we take a break. And then when we come back, let's talk about what astrology has to say about what's going on now and what we can learn from it to help us moving forward.
Sounds good.
So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday right here on talkradio.nyc from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
You know you have it. The potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So Judy, let's get into it because we don't have a lot of time left. I'm sure you get calls all the time from people. They're concerned about what's going on around us or the political situation, the pandemic, everything. What, in looking at the charts, what can we see to help make sense of all of this?
I think I'm going to start by saying that the Brotherhood gave a profound message a while ago indicating that chaos, disruption, challenge were tools to help us to evolve, to break us out of our complacency, because human beings just don't like to change if everything is going great, you know? If it's smooth and easy, we get stuck.
Right.
So I believe that everything that's happening is part of some kind of higher plan. so that we maybe do change crystallized structures in our lives. So we were talking about the U.S. Pluto return as a biggie. There was another biggie in 2020 that astrologers foresaw. We just didn't know exactly what it would be. And that was Saturn and Pluto combining along with Jupiter. So there were three outer planets all lined up in the sign of big business, big government, big institutions, big banking. And we didn't know what this was, but we knew something's afoot. Okay. Well, it was COVID. Okay. That hit in March, I think, and created the lockdowns and the great changes in everyone's lives. We are also in another era of change, which is the precessions of the equinox. We are moving from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius. Everybody knows age of Aquarius.
We
don't have an exact date for this, but we can tell by certain events that are happening that things are flowing from one era to another. So that's, we could say that's the second biggie that's happening.
And that's a change that happens once every like 2,600 years, right?
2160 years, 2160 years. Okay. So we have the changing of an age. And as I said, the lineup of the outer planets in the sign of Capricorn, which I didn't do research on how often that happens, but it's very, very rare. And then we have the Pluto return in the US chart, which is usually transformative. It's transformative of the governmental structures. We can't even see it all. You know why? Because it will take until 2024 to go through this whole thing. Okay.
Okay.
It's not over completely. So whoever is going to be the next administration, that pattern is in effect the whole time. And maybe I'll say one other thing that's happening. So we named three things already, right? Another thing is that Saturn and Jupiter, they combine or conjunct every so often, and they have just done so and have entered a new sign from Capricorn into Aquarius. There's a lot of focus on Aquarius. And it's a very different sign than Capricorn. It's an air sign, which is communications. It's a scientific technological sign, which is innovative and inventive. It's a sign of brotherhood and equality. So we're going through a lot of social change in terms of how we identify and who we relate to and what we understand ourselves to be. It's a more detached sign than some of the others. It's usually not very emotional. It's usually more cerebral. So we have a lot of, wow, we're just in a period of tremendous change and transformation. And here we are, you know, human beings trying to fathom what's happening and navigate our way through, you know, the roadmap, like you said, right? The roadmap. So I have made some predictions in my newsletter, which you can look up on my website, wisdompath.com. All the previous newsletters that I've written, plus podcasts and articles and so forth, are archived there. So, you know, I would encourage people, if they're interested, to look. As far as another type of pattern that would affect everybody, there are two outer planets and they're clashing with each other. We have primarily Uranus in Taurus and Saturn in Aquarius. And on top of that, and that would naturally be tension in terms of trying to break free from certain structures that have existed, trying to bring in something new. Uranus in Taurus to me has something to do with cryptocurrency because it changes the banking system and money. Saturn in Aquarius can be very technological. They're clashing with each other. And then what I looked at and wrote in a past article a few years ago was many people who are not the younger generation, but the older generation, like myself, maybe you, Sam, I don't know, have been born with Pluto in Leo. And that's just forming a grand, a fixed T-square in the world chart. And it's just going to possibly bring, this may be why astrologers have talked about the Civil War, because it's pitting generations against each other. It's creating tension in families. There's very different outlooks of people. What, you know, their beliefs are. I like to bring up, I love it when you said all that Abraham stuff, how a person can stay peaceful in the midst of challenging times, right? You know, there was that old Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times.
Right.
We are. We chose to be born in this era. Some of us are on our way out. Some of us are coming in and new, and we'll deal with this and maybe be a bridge to something new, right?
Right.
So I think a lot of it depends on individuals, how people are reacting to what's going on the world stage or locally, how you choose to handle your aspects.
Right.
Okay, aspects are... In a natal chart, just there are mathematical relationships between the planets in the horoscope. And that tells us, first of all, whether a person has harmony or conflict within, born with this.
Right.
And it will be a lifelong thing. But it's also telling us what's happening this year, this month, if there's something setting off one of your difficult relationships, or if there's something adding to your issues. And I think, well, I know that a good astrology session, which incorporates everything else, tarot, astro dice, maybe even channeling, can really help the person to go back into that inner peace or feel empowered and feel in control of their destiny.
Right.
More so than when you're just living life kind of blind and you know, you don't have your map, you don't have your tool, right?
Exactly. Because knowing kind of what the energies are supporting any given day, week, month can help us to then plan a little bit better. And then we can decide, like when I came out with my book, I just published, self-published my first book. I talked to a friend of mine who's an astrologer because I wanted to come out with it in like September, late September, early October. And he's like, well, can you wait a little bit? And I'm like, sure, why? And he goes, well, of course, Mars is in retrograde and Mars rules publishing. So you're better off waiting until November. So I'm like, okay. And we chose November 17th as the publication date. And it just felt right because the Mars was out of retrograde, the moon was waxing, it's the energy supported a good launch for the book.
Exactly. And you don't want to do certain things under Mercury retrograde. Mars is only retrograde once every 2 years, but Mercury is retrograde 3 or 4 times a year for a few weeks. So you know, when you offered me a chance to be on your show, today is a very important aspect. Uranus, whatever you want to call it, is stationing direct at 6 degrees of Taurus and conjunct Mars. It happens to work well in my chart. So I said, I'm going to do Facebook, Zoom. This is Uranus. Yes, Uranian. So, we call that elective astrology. And you can use that to plan surgery, to launch a business, to publish a book, to plan a wedding. All of these things.
Gotcha. People, okay. Believe it or not.
Tell a funny joke?
It's time for us to take our last break. We're going to come back.
The time is flying.
It's so wonderful. Hold that joke. We tell it as soon as we come back from break. Okay, Judy? All right. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Judy Thomases, president of Wisdom Path, an astrologer, psychic, author, and coach, and channeler. Excuse me. So, Judy, you had a joke for us. I cut you off for a
moment. Yeah. Well, it's how nutsy astrologers can be in their personal lives with elective energy patterns. So when my husband wanted to propose marriage, I made him wait for the exact time. He's sitting there with the ring and I made him wait. Now, when we got married on a a yacht in New York Harbor, and I had the captain, the caterer, and the minister all wait for a certain time to start the ceremony. Now, I thought that was bad. I thought that was crazy. But it was a great day. Everything went perfect. It was a wonderful party and so forth. But then years later, I met another astrologer and I told her my story. And she said, "You think that's bad? I made him stand on a certain street corner in Manhattan for the latitude and longitude." Now, we are nuts when it comes to this, right? But it pays off, because if you start an enterprise or anything under the right aspects, you will have success. So this could be your surgery, your marriage, your business, and so forth. Elective astrology.
So with what you've seen in the charts for what's coming over this coming year, and from what maybe the Brotherhood might have shared with you, what can you share with us that might help people who are maybe having a little bit of a difficulty dealing with all this craziness that's around us?
Well, it's a time where I think we are being taught how to deal with uncertainty.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Yes. All right. Another nice thing that I see, Neptune, the planet of spirituality, has been going through the sign of spirituality, Pisces, for all of this time and is still there. Mm-hmm. And it is actually being helpful in order to, first of all, if anyone has the latent potential to develop higher abilities, spiritual consciousness, or psychic sensitivities, that is helping us. Mm-hmm. There is also, during uncertainty or challenge, Neptune in Pisces is probably bringing or awakening a yearning to connect with the higher level. You could call that source, God. You can call that whatever is comfortable for you. But it's as though your soul wants to rise up from all this stuff on the earth plane, all this conflict and maybe uncertainty. Even I know that some people have found the isolation to be challenging emotionally,
right,
and financially. Yeah. Well, this would all lift you to try to perceive things from a higher level.
Higher perspective.
And if you can do this, you can look at all of this stuff almost as necessary, okay, to awaken people, to break down structures that aren't particularly comfortable or good. And I'm not going to predict exactly what is going to happen this year because it's so changeable and transformative. And it's also bringing out some things that we don't necessarily want to hear. So we have to process a lot. I would use that word. I would use the word that each person has to process what is happening, what their beliefs about it are, whether they are seeking some higher guidance during this kind of an era. This is not an easy era. It's, interesting times, right?
Yes, yes.
I feel that they should, if they can get any kind of insight from reading a good book with a good message, from getting a counseling session with a coach, a therapist, an astrologer, anything that helps to awaken and to lift. If it's going to cause you to be more worried, it's toxic. Stay away from that.
Right.
But if it can empower you, if it can enlighten you, if it can ease you back into peace and harmony, do that this year because you're going to need it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's sort of one of the things that I've been saying to people over the past year is that there are a number of systems that we're used to having around us that just are not sustainable. And so this whole situation has created so much pressure that the systems have to transform and change, because if they didn't, they would just crash and burn anyway.
But so you know what? Something
ahead.
Like that enhances creativity and invention. And Aquarius is a sign of invention. So I think when people are pressured or stressed or things aren't working right, they are being forced to come up with new systems or new ways. That's the roadmap, really. And I think that's what the plan is all about, to accelerate our consciousness, to speed it up. we don't have time to just lay back and let things. Right. We have to actively work to come up with solutions, you know?
Right.
Better
exactly.
ways.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's the name of your book?
Oh, Everyday Awakening. This is my book. It's available on Amazon.
Oh, I like that. Uh-huh.
And I've been getting a lot of positive feedback since it's been out, and we'll be doing some more things with it this year. We'll see, but it's been really good. So Judy, if people want to get in touch with you, if they want to find out more about you, how do they do that?
Well, they can email me. Okay. They can email me at Judy, spelled with an I, J-U-D-I, excuse me, at wisdompath.com. That's P-A-T-H, path, wisdom path. And they can ask me questions. They can find out the fees, the appointment schedule, anything they would like. They can go on to my website, which is wisdompath.com. And, you know, I've been doing stuff like this for a long time.
Yeah.
Have a lot of content, free content on there. They can subscribe to the newsletter, which is called Spirit's Words. And there's a button on the website. Mm-hmm. There's also, I have a couple of books on Amazon. Now, these are not astrology. These are more metaphysical, because these emanate from my guides, who were giving us, like, they're like college professors of the earth plane. They're already up there, and they're you know, teaching us. When I do the channeling, and this was amazing when this happened, I didn't expect this. I hear exact words. It's like taking dictation. I'm a telephone, okay? And the whole message, beginning, middle, and end, is like complete. And I don't know where this comes from. And I also don't always know or expect what they're about to tell me.
Yeah.
So I have, for the viewers or listeners who know this stuff, I have a Pisces moon and Neptune in the ninth. So I'm a receiver, you know. And I didn't expect this, but when it happened, at first it was confusing, and then it was amazing.
Yeah.
The two books on Amazon are called Wisdom's Game and The Wisdom Keys.
Oh, so
again, they're more metaphysical, not astrological. My articles that are posted on the website going back 20 years, they are astrological.
Well, beautiful. Judy, I could talk to you all day long. It was a pleasure having
Sam.
You come on. Thank you. And I really look forward. Maybe I have to get a reading with you. I think my birthday's coming up next month, so I like to usually get a reading around my birthday.
Okay.
All right.
When you say next month, are you an Aquarian?
I'm right on the cusp. I'm 1 degree into Pisces.
Oh,
but I have
cool.
a lot of Aquarius in my chart.
Okay. Right. So.
Okay. So.
Sure. Would love to.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. Thank you.
You.
So everyone, please stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in again this week. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Ken Foster and his show, Voices of Courage, followed later today by Graham Dobbin and his show, The Mind Behind Leadership. We have more great guests, more shows coming on board the network. Check out the website, talkradio.nyc. If you've not yet signed up for the newsletter, please sign up for the newsletter so you can keep abreast of all the new shows in our schedule. Thank you for tuning in. We will talk to you next week.
Listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock. every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.